Drug Dealers Dreams Podcast.
If you're tuning in to gossip,
tune out.
Drug Dealers Dream. A drug dealer's dreams. Yeah, some of y'all still out here dreaming, man. Gonna turn this shit to a reality. Know what I mean? We out there getting to it. Our niggas just getting in the way, man. Facts. Facts. Yo, Drug Dealer's Dream. Another episode.
Back. We're back.
New season. I'm G.
Benny.
And we got a guest, man. It's a good way to kick our new season off, man. It's a friend of the show. It's family of the show. I know this man a long time.
My dog.
That's a fact. It's my partner, Rollo, man.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Definitely. That's a fact.
Definitely. For coming through.
I appreciate y'all.
Rollo, we here at Street is X Studios, and it's the reason we here. Kind of explain your position here at Street is X, Rollo.
Street is X.
Is it family-oriented? How's it
going? It's a little bit of both. I'm going to give you the whole rundown. Street is X was birthed in Savannah, like 2004. When my cousin Al, he's the CEO here, owner. My best friend in the world, you know what I'm saying? Got artists you know, such as Young Dolph, 2 Chainz, Travis Porter, Cap One, Schooly, all those Street is X artists. We all manage them. Not a record label. It's just a management company, but okay. Pretty soon I think we'll blossom into a nice record label, you know what I'm saying, for all the rappers out there. My position here is just to push the brand, something like you might call it a brand ambassador, just to make sure Street is X is at the front end of everything, and just helping out with all the odds and ends around here. I'm in on pretty much everything around here.
Gotcha. No doubt. I know people hear the name Street is X. It's a legendary studio.
Thank you. And
sometimes you heard a few negative things happen here, but overall, it's an amazing place to record. All types of individuals, you don't never know who you can run into here. You know what I mean? So it's just ill being friends with a person who runs the day-to-day operations here too, or who has ties to get anything popping here. If you want to record, if you want anything going on with Street is X, you definitely can holler at Rob.
Definitely pull up. We open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 366 days a year. Definitely pull up.
All right, now we'll start here. Originally, you from Savannah, right?
Let me put it this way. I was born in Bronx, New York.
Okay.
Then I moved to Waterbury, Connecticut.
Okay.
But I'm definitely from Savannah, Georgia.
I respect that. Yeah, gotcha. You know, man, I definitely respect that. You get a lot of dudes, too. I want to talk about Georgia. We're going to get into a lot. Like, a lot of people, even I'm from New York, I'm from Syracuse.
Right.
I ain't from the city, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of people, when they go out of town, say, I'm from New York. I'm from New York City.
Right.
I rep where I'm from. The same way, you get some Savannah dudes, yeah, you be somewhere else. I'm from Atlanta. That ain't cool.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Nah, nah.
And you got to rep what you're from, because it's real dudes from everywhere.
Most
you know what I'm saying?
Same thing going on everywhere.
That's a fact.
It's equity in coming from a smaller place and making it in a bigger place. You should be, motherfucker, you should stick
your
chest
proud.
Out for
that.
You know put your shit on the map.
Yeah,
put your shit on the map.
So, boom, you come to Atlanta. How was your upbringing, first of all?
I come from a single-parent home, but I'm super cool with my dad. That's my nigga. We gamble on football together every week. He's still in New York. He in the Bronx right now. The old Sodom and Your houses, they changed the name. I'm not sure what it is. But no, that's actually the new name. It used to be Soundview.
Okay, in the Bronx. Okay.
Yeah, he in the Bronx. He's still there. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping to take a trip up there soon. But my parents divorced. I was probably like 9 or 10. He moved back to New York. We stayed in Connecticut. That's how I ended up in Savannah. Mom got kind of down bad. We came back down here to her family. You know what I'm saying? But I had a good childhood. You know what I'm saying? I lived with my grandma and granny for a little while, but I was always taken care of, always fresh, always had the J's, always had new school clothes. Never heard it for a meal, none of that. You know what I'm saying? Never stunted on none of that. Shout out to my mom.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact. So I understand you came to Atlanta to go to Morehouse.
Yeah, actually I did. 2001, I graduated from high school in Savannah. Got on the first thing smoking to Atlanta, August 2001.
What intrigued you about the A? Why you wanted to get to the A?
Actually, it's a crazy story. Actually, I didn't even want to come to Atlanta. My mother made me come to Atlanta. I was more in favor of staying close to home, doing the things that the kids from the crib was doing. I wanted to go to Savannah State or Georgia Southern. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I actually only applied to Savannah State, Morris Brown, Georgia Southern, and Georgia State. And then my mother made me apply to Morehouse College, which is the one I ultimately end up going to. Georgia State didn't accept me. Clark didn't accept me.
But Morehouse did.
Morehouse accepts you more than Clark.
Aren't they more prestigious though?
Yeah, I don't know how that shit worked out. I don't know if it was the luck of the draw, if they had an inside plug, you know what I'm saying, or what happened. But Morris Brown, Savannah State, Georgia Southern, and Morehouse accepted me. And long story short, my mother made me attend Morehouse.
Respect.
But it was the best thing happened to me. Best thing in my life, other than my kids.
Did you graduate?
Unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of folks around that time, I did not graduate. I was actually expelled from Morehouse in 2003. I was expelled, but I wasn't traded for nothing.
If I could ask.
Yeah, you could definitely ask. When I first came to Morehouse, it was just, I was in the dorm life. Then they built these apartments. I don't know if you're familiar with them, called Heritage Square.
That's a fact.
And when they was building that up, I looked at it as one thing. I saw New Jack City. I was like, that's the motherfucking Carter right there. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it was actually a Clark dorm, but I knew a bunch of folks that went to Clark. So I did what I had to do to get me a room in there. And I went up, and I got in a little trouble with a guy that's pretty famous in Atlanta. Not famous, maybe infamous. Pee Wee Roscoe was there with me.
Pee Wee.
Yeah, I met him when he was a little dude.
Shout out, Lil Pee Wee.
He was like 12
Free
years old.
Free Lil Pee Wee,
yeah,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Free my boy, man.
He got a new trial, right?
Yeah, he got a new trial.
Yeah, that's a fact.
They said the judge was all fucked up or something.
Free Lil Pee Wee, man. 12 years old in the club, man. Yeah.
Going crazy.
Be in the club. Going crazy. That is a fact.
Going crazy with the big man coming. First nigga I ever smoked perp with. You know what I'm saying?
Pee Wee gonna find his way.
Yeah, when he get out, he gonna be back lit, man. He like a big mascot in the city, big homie of the city now. You know what I'm saying?
Coming from Savannah, right? When you get to the AUC, describe how it was. Cause
I tell niggas this all the time. Growing up in Savannah, I used to look at the drug dealers around. You know what I'm saying? The dope boys around, even the doctors around. But the doctors wasn't what was attracting me. You know what I'm saying? Mm. The drug dealers was living the lavish lifestyle. Drug dealers were living the lavish lifestyle, getting the girls and stuff. So the dreams I had coming to Atlanta, I wanted to get me an old school, you know what I'm saying, Chevy Caprice.
So, you, real quick, you're at Morehouse. For those who don't understand, like, how shit is set up.
Right.
You're at Morehouse. How are you even mingling with drug dealers in that element when you're at a prestigious school?
This going to be anywhere in the nation, not just for Morehouse. When you go to HBCU, that shit is in the hood.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Right. It's on the cheapest land in the city, no matter how good the city is, but it's the best schools in the most fucked up neighborhoods. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And not to cut you off, but one thing about Atlanta is called the AUC. It was Clark, Morehouse, Morris Brown, Spelman, in a one-block radius.
Like two miles.
That shit ain't even 2 miles.
Yeah, that shit close as fuck.
So obviously, it was hard to focus on homework.
Yeah, real hard to focus on homework, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When I first discovered the strip, what they call it, James P. Brawley, Promenade for Clark, I first discovered that probably my third day here. It was the most people I ever seen in my life. I leave Morehouse, and it's like, hey, we need to go to the strip. I'm like, what the fuck is the strip? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we leaving off Morehouse campus on the back of what's now Atlanta Student Movement Boulevard and Fair Street. I crossed the street, and bam. Whole new world opened up to me. You feel me? It's like
what about the ladies?
100,000 black kids. Ladies are crazy. A million black women, literally down there. You know what I'm saying? And all in a couple of blocks. A million black women. Man, most women I ever seen in my life. Most people I ever seen in my life.
So you
know
lost your mind, kind of.
I went fucking crazy. Okay. I didn't lose my mind. I went fucking crazy.
So boom, you fucking with Pee Wee?
Yeah, that my dog.
That's a fact. Shout out Pee Wee. For those who don't know, Pee Wee is the dude who allegedly shot up with Lil Wayne tour bus. Took 10 years, but he getting a new trial. You know what I'm saying? And shout out Lil Pee Wee. Lil Pee Wee still might be 25.
Yeah, he young.
Lil Pee Wee young as a motherfucker, man. Young. That is a fact. You know what I'm saying?
He's seen a lot more than a lot of folks.
No, that's a fact. Any entertainer, anybody, Pee Wee is LinkedIn, and he always show love. I'm going to keep it 1,000.
Yeah,
you know
he a cool dude.
That's a fact. So you get with Pee Wee, how you get expelled from school?
He was a wild ass little nigga. When I met him, he was really a kid. You know, he was doing adult things. But you know what? When you a man, you know, he's still 12, so he wasn't a man yet. That was a mistake of mine for having him around so much. But I had fucked with him so much, and so did everybody else. But one day the nigga, he outside breaking bottles on some real little kid shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. He outside breaking bottles. Clark police come around there and they run up in the room, sit everybody down, search the room. We got guns and weed in the room. A lot of niggas, like, you know, happening in the street, these niggas want manna to take their charge. Yeah. So I had to stand up because the room I was in was my buddy who was really going to school and doing this thing. He was from overseas, from Bermuda. Shout out to my boy from Bermuda. I ain't going to say no names. You know what I'm saying? So if he would have got it, he would have got put out of school and got sent back to Bermuda. Gosh. So, you know what I'm saying? And little bro was so young at that age, they weren't going to put it on him. So I told them folks it was my weed and my pistol. I thought I was straight, though. You know what I'm saying? I was still going to school for like a week. You know what I'm saying? I was straight. I'm like, this shit going to get swept in the road. I got locked up. This shit crazy. It took all my money. But when I went to pre-trial, I didn't go to Rice Creek.
Yeah.
When the first day I got out, I walked back from Rice Creek to the AUC, went and picked up my money from Clark Evidence Room and gave it right to me. Like, oh, this is yours? Let me see your ID. Gave me all the little money I had on me.
Yeah.
Then like a week later, the whole world crashed down on me. Goddamn, the Morehouse people sent me a little letter to my school mailbox, like, we need to have a hearing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Clark police brought us this incident report and you fucked up. Once I seen the report, I didn't even go to the fucking hearing.
Yeah,
it just sent me a room like, nigga, your ass is done. And that
so you go to school because your mom's was diehard Morehouse.
Yeah, I let my mama down like a Morehouse.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So yeah, how was the backlash? Is. How was that conversation go?
Because
we all had that conversation.
My thing was really a disappointment for my mother, like a letdown for my mother, because she always knew what I was doing. Like, when my family is straightforward, my mom is like, my best friend, one of the coolest people I ever met, down to earth woman. She come from the same shit we come from. Like, me and her, I like to say, like, we really came up together. Because when I left New York and moved to Savannah, she was going through her thing too.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I watched her through her struggles. You know what I'm saying? And she watched me through mine. And from doing that, I never had to hide anything from her. She knew exactly what type of son she had.
Gotcha.
We were just hoping that the situation didn't get too crossed up once they happened to do.
Word.
So it's really more of a disappointment, let down.
Yeah, that's always the hardest conversation. Yeah.
You went back to Savannah after that?
I went back to Savannah for fucking 8 months, and it was the worst 8 months of my motherfucking life.
Because you had seen more now.
Yeah, and you back in the house.
Yeah, I'm back
with
my
mom.
She waking me up 6 o'clock. Wake your ass up. You ain't finna be sitting around here. Go get you a goddamn job. You know what I'm saying? So I got.
But did you have charges pending from that situation, or they just kicked you out and said fuck it?
They just kicked me out and said fuck it. They didn't even want no other police. Well, I had to deal with the city of Atlanta, but you know, Fulton County kind of sweet at the time. You know what I'm saying? I got on probation. I did my whole probation. It was like 6 months probation. It wasn't even no real felony shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't even nothing but like some small weed.
Okay.
And you know, the pistol and misdemeanor charge in Georgia. You know what I'm saying? So the worst thing happened was getting kicked out of school. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I always tell folks, the school treated me worse than the police did in that situation. Damn. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. All right. So your cousin Al, is he doing Street as X here at the time? What's going on?
This is Scrooge's X. I say it's in his fetal stages. Mm. Right there. You know what I'm saying? But me and him wasn't even really locked in at this time. We had a family dispute, a family quarrel, my ego thing, you know what I'm saying? Where I kind of fell off. You know what I'm saying, with him. And we didn't talk for, it was a time in our life, we ain't talked for probably about 18 months.
Uh-huh.
And that's when he was really getting this off the ground.
Yeah.
No, 18 months.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you moved back to there?
I moved back to the, I got kicked out of school in 2003 spring break. What's that, like March?
And during those 8 months, your mission is how do I get back to the A?
How do I get back to the A? How do I get back to the A?
That happens to a lot of people who move here and leave.
Yeah.
You go back to regroup, and you're like, I just got to get back to the A.
But my mission was to come back to school.
Okay.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, shit, I'm going to get in any school.
In Clark or something.
No, but in AUC, when you get expelled from one school, you get expelled from all of them.
Sure, went to Metropolitan, bro.
So I'm like, I'm going to come back to school. I'm going to come back to school. So.
So.
It didn't work like that.
Let's fast forward. Street is X is popping. What year is popping in?
I say Street is X went up. My daughter was born in 2006. 2007 with Travis Porter, Make It Rain.
Yeah.
All that. Travis Porter was the first artist that took us up through there. You know what I'm saying? So once that was going on, it was back. It was lit. Figure 8 days, old club, Figure 8. Mm-hmm. Travis Porter, 2007, Street is X. We putting points on the board.
That's a fact. So,
and that was still management. They start out as management.
Yeah, we just definitely management.
What made them believe in y'all?
Screech's X before.
Shout out Travis Porter too. Man.
Before, Quez, Ali, Scrap, Porterhouse. Mm-hmm. You know what's up? It's gonna be a big year. Let me back up just a little bit. So, before we was this big, my cousin always had the big dreams. You know what I'm saying? The big view. But what he was doing at first was printing up CDs and selling CDs. We had two. Mixtape series that went big, you know what I'm saying? Georgia Power, and If You Buy and We Selling with DJ Techniques, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. DJ Techniques, Mixtape Mastermind, Screech's X, boy, you know what I'm saying? Folks might know those drops,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So we were selling them, and he had booths in you know, the flea market area. You know what I'm saying? So he was putting seeds out on consignment,
Old National.
Greenbrier. Metropolitan, you know what I'm saying? He going platinum in them shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? People buying the CDs, this was compilation CDs, you know what I'm saying? Just mixed up songs, new shit before it dropped, let niggas hear that shit. So that was his dream, you know what I'm saying? So he doing that whole time. We've been our relationship back up. So that's how he went up in the flea market era. So we ran into another dude, CEO Charlie Jabbly. He on Instagram now, at Charlie. He like a motivational speaker, big athlete right now. But we ran into him, and he had a group, Travis Porter, and we had the CDs. Yeah. They didn't have no money to print CDs and get them out as many as they needed. They had a big.
They had demand.
They had a big demand for CDs, yeah. But they didn't have the capital.
So really, y'all was in the CD game at this time.
It was the CD game. That was it. You know what I'm saying? So
y'all was a straight distribution company, and you ain't know it yet.
Yeah, we was our own. Exactly, we was our own distribution company. So he met my cousin, turned him on to the group. My cousin showed me the CD. Like, hey man, what you think about this? I was like, I don't know about these little niggas. They got wild haircuts, them tight ass pants on. I don't know about that shit.
That was the new era.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It was just coming out. Like, I don't know about this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but him being the CEO that he is, he had the vision. Yeah. And he took the lead. So then 3 weeks later, we had Birthday Bash passing out Travis Porter CDs. Going crazy, you know what I'm saying?
So basically, he put up the bread to print up the CDs.
Yeah, he printed up all the CDs for free. You know what I'm saying? It was on his penny.
The reason I want paperwork. The reason I want to ask you that is because he took a risk.
He took a big
risk. Because, you know, obviously, shit, at least half of the motherfuckers that listen to us are into music in some type of way, right? So you got to know when you're getting in, there is going to be a point where you either take a risk off your belief or, you know, scared
money,
don't make
money. You know how they say, big risk, big reward. In his situation, it was big reward. You know what I'm saying? It was big reward.
I'm sure he took some L's before that.
Yeah, he took a lot of L's before that. You know what I'm saying? But that's just
And we're not in this building. We just in flea market stage at this point.
Yeah, we in flea market. We have a little... We work on a flea market, but we got enough money to pay month-to-month rent on a little office off Roswell Road. That's the headquarters. You know what I'm saying? Small office, probably 500 square feet.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Two, three rooms.
Y'all got to understand what kind of building we in right now. You know what I'm saying? You see that, you'll see it's a big difference.
Some B-roll. We get some B-roll, too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we had at that point. So after the CD thing, next thing you know, people start calling. We want these boys here.
Yeah.
So the relationship that Charlie and Al built led Al to being Travis Porter's road manager. So he just...
They collabed on the artist.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He go buy a van.
Yeah.
And now we driving all over the Chitlin Circuit. I done been
$1,000 a show, $1,500,
whatever they give it, we coming to crank it. You know what I'm saying? And them little niggas.
Now you get to cut back through the AUC though.
Yeah.
Like in the van, and you lit. Yeah.
I'm lit. And them niggas had the city going crazy. All the females like.
Yeah, they did.
I was older than them boys, but I ain't never had so many girls in my life. Shout out to Travis Porter. You know what I'm saying? They had the shit going up. I seen shit with them boys I probably never see again. You know what I'm saying? But, and then that led to.
So now are you hooked on the music game now? You're like, yo, music game is my life.
Yeah, I believed in it. Okay. I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't all the way hooked because I was still doing my other show on side for my main income. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But I started believing in it then because when Al first told me that, I was like, man, you crazy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You gonna do this and not this?
Right.
And he like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hustling. But I ain't believing it. You know what I'm saying? So when I saw that, I'm like, shit, maybe this nigga owns something.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's dope. So from then on, at the end of the day, I tell people all the time, like, you can have all types of shit you do. You can do music. You can want to be a rapper. You can fucking want to open a damn restaurant, but you still got to feed yourself and your family.
Yeah, that's the hardest part about it.
So
100%.
How are you balancing that? Is you getting caught up? What's going on? Like, you see Al doing this thing, but that's Al at the end of the day.
Yeah, see, like I said, I didn't totally buy into the whole music deal. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's hard to believe in a nigga until you see a nigga do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, your dream ain't going to be my dream all the time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I always believed in my nigga. I always believed in his whatever he had going.
Yeah.
But I'm just, you know, watching BET, Rap City, you know what I'm saying? The era we come from, the big budgets. You see Jay-Z, Puff Daddy, Mace, doing all this shit. I'm like, I don't know, cuz. You feel me? But
and give him a year. Give him a year right now so they could reference it. Like, what year was it about this time?
Well, this what I'm talking about. This 04. When I'm first back, 04, 05. You know what I'm saying? But the shit I'm basing off is the shit I see coming up. You know what I'm saying? 98, 99, Master P.
Yeah.
The early Cash Money. Bad Boy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I don't know, cuz.
We got a van.
You think about your little Stone Mountain days coming through.
You feel me? I'm like, I don't know, cuz. You feel me? But so that shit just... It just started picking up and picking up. And as we build our relationship back up, you know what I'm saying?
How do you maintain the Street Execs brand through all that? Like, because obviously the focus is on, like, Travis Porter, right?
Actually, with the relationship Charlie and Al built, the Street Execs brand became the Travis Porter brand. So it was side by side. You feel me? So he had Travis Porter. We already were Street Execs.
Okay.
We always been Street Execs.
And they turned y'all up.
But we just... The,
y'all turned them up, and they turned y'all up.
It was like a motherfucking boom. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That shit hit, and it was on. Now we know, we ain't
did
just...
Did they sign with a major? Did Travis Porter sign with a major?
Travis Porter had a deal. I'm not sure. I don't even remember. It was so long ago, I'm not sure it was, but they definitely signed a major deal.
Okay.
They did their thing. They put out a couple albums.
Yeah, they had the Tiger joint.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Chris Brown in the video. Yeah, we went up. That was a fun day. That was a fun day. Ali had all that. That's where, you know what? I don't know if I can manage this, but that's where bruh met Kylie at that fucking video.
Okay.
Yeah, you feel me? Okay. She was really there for my boy Ali. Shouts out to my boy. You know what I'm saying?
But Tiger
back doed him. Yeah. Bruh backdoed my nigga. That's on me. You feel me? He backdoed my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we definitely always the first to do a lot of shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Fact. But after the Travis Porter thing, shit got crazy. They went and grabbed Titty Boy. Okay. Rebranded him as 2 Chainz.
What was that like, though? How did you... Because, obviously, you know, his story is well known now. He was obviously overlooked by a lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
One thing about Screech's X, that's the main thing we do. Like, I'm going to get off topic for a minute, but shout out to my boy Schooly. Was with Rich Kids. He's with us now, but that's what we do at Street's X. Like, we really believe that shit is real. We got street niggas and we got executive niggas. You know what I'm saying? So, we believe in the streets. You know what I'm saying? 2 Chainz in the streets. You know what I'm saying? And he did this thing with Ludacris. Shout out DTP, Ludacris, you know what I'm saying? Not taking anything from them, but what my cousin seen in him was like, this nigga's a star on his own.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to say something. He got a lot better.
Yeah.
He wasn't that good. Now, he wasn't bad. He clearly was working. That's what I'm saying. Like, you never thought of him as the best rapper or whoever when he was with DTP.
Nah,
that nigga was busting ass and putting out mixtapes, and he clearly got better.
What I learned from being around this rap shit every day and being around rappers every day is like fucking playing basketball. The more time you put into it, the better you're going to get.
You can't drop 30 unless you get a chance.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The more you rap, the better you're going to be rapping after a while.
That duffel bag record.
Wayne, through the roof.
So...
We after that.
Are you around? Are you around during that time?
I'm listening to that shit on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay, so y'all didn't come.
They was part of DTP then.
Right.
They didn't come to him until afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm after that. We after that.
So how do y'all know him at this point?
So what?
Or do y'all seek him out?
Right now we working. We seek him out. We combing the streets for artists.
Yeah.
We listen to records, seeing who already had a record deal that. I don't want to say drop the ball, but might not have got the best out of that situation.
Best look.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We think,
or is overshadowed by a bigger artist.
Yeah, like we done did this one thing with these folks, or you know what I'm saying? And this is all my CEOs. I'm still sitting in the back learning.
You here.
Yeah, I'm sitting in the back learning.
Because that was that era, too. That era was the era where you'd have a major artist, right? And then he'll have his little imprint. He'll have a bunch of artists under him.
Exactly.
But they may not get to shine because your CEO is still fucking rapping.
They just crew.
Right, so hooped. It's like, so like you said, like hooping, you don't know if a motherfucker can
do
drop 30 until they start.
Yeah, you gotta start. You gotta put them in the game, you know what I'm saying?
And but the fact that whoever had the insight on your team to pick him, that's a major move because, like G said,
because they ain't go
how
for
nice
dollar.
He was once he got,
exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like
Savannah George, he from Savannah too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Dollar was nice. Let me be clear. I fuck with
that's all. That's all. That's comes to 3 people. Jay Wolf, Screech Zet, who's 2 Chainz road manager now, you know what I'm saying? Big business around here. DJ Techniques, CEO of Screech Zet, and Alan Parks, CEO of Screech Zet. You know what I'm saying? They believed in bro. Like, that's another situation where I ain't believe. I'm like, I don't know, man.
Because you ain't seen it either.
I don't know, man.
I'm not about to act like I saw it.
I'm not either.
But he was busting ass. Right. And then when I ain't gonna front, like he had, I forgot the mixtape he dropped, I'm not gonna lie. But then when Ride Round, I'm getting it.
Ride Round, that's okay. True Religion.
I said, okay.
Trappavelli and True Religion.
I was like, okay.
That shit started turning around.
Yeah, you got one.
So at what point did it become Street Execs? What point did y'all get super involved with his move?
First video we fucked with, bro, that I remember was stupid. With Player Circle and OJ Juice Man.
That's 2010, right? That's 2010?
I was so high back then, I couldn't even tell you. I ain't even gonna lie. I was geeked up off them pills and all type of shit. Zans, I was high as fuck. But that's the first one I remember. I know the CD, though. The first, when Screeches X took the reins, it was Codeine Cowboys. Codeine Cowboy, he had 1 and 2 in Codeine Cowboy. That was when Screeches X was fully driving the
ball. And what does that mean? Because we're leaving the Street Exec story off when... You know, you're basically like a distribution company, right?
Right.
So how do you, because he, after Duffel Bag Boys, he's not who he is now, but he was lit. You know what I mean? So what did you offer him to make him team up with y'all?
Who was managing him at the time that y'all basically deboed that situation? You know what I'm saying?
Bro, a real nigga. I think he might have been doing his own thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, a real nigga.
Booking his own
He a real
show.
Southside street nigga. You know what I'm saying? He know how to move around. He know how to handle his business.
Gotcha.
He got a lot of other talents as well. You know what I'm saying? But if you ask, I'm not, just don't quote me on this, but I believe he was doing his own thing. But
he needed the guidance.
Just the goddamn, the gauge the situation. When Screeches X got fully involved with Titty Boy, is when his name changed to 2 Chainz. You know what I'm saying? That's how you can recognize the Street is X.
That's when the transition
imposed to everything.
And then it was just light speed.
Ever since then, it been up from there. You know what I'm saying? Bro, treat me good. Treat my family good. You're a cool nigga. You feel me?
So basically,
Are you believing at that time?
No, I believe at the Travis Porter. I've been coast to coast with Travis Porter. I fucked plenty of hoes behind them folk face. You know what I'm saying? Them hoes, you know what I'm saying? These hoes ain't even like me. I was around these boys. I was a believer.
So now the skinny jeans and the bad haircuts is lit.
I got on skinny sweatpants. I ain't stopped wearing them motherfuckers yet. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Yeah. Word.
So Travis Porter, basically your next big artist is 2 Chainz after
Chainz.
That. All right. Cap 1 come after?
Yeah, Cap 1 come after.
Yo, so do Dolph come seek y'all out or y'all seek Dolph out? Because Dolph, to me, came out of nowhere. I don't know. I could be wrong. He could have been popping for 2 years. I don't know.
Right.
But our ear definitely wasn't to Memphis.
Yes, rap. I didn't. And I thought he was from Atlanta the first time I heard him. I'm going to keep it 100. So, do we come holler at y'all, or, you know what I mean?
It's kind of 50-50. Mm-hmm. I think he was looking for something to take him to the next level, and we was looking for something to take us to the next level.
And
for
did, you already,
was
he yo. Already? Did you already have the yo before Dog?
Yeah, we had the studio.
Tell us when you got this.
Okay.
We got this studio. What year is it right now?
2018?
2019. 2019. I'm still fucked up. I'm still in last year. Good. 2019... 4 years. We got this studio in 2015.
And that was a major move for y'all, for y'all brand, right? That was like a major move.
Hey, it was
this is a big ass studio. It's nice as shit.
Thank you.
Upstairs, downstairs.
Thank you.
Wild rooms. Let's be clear. We in this room, but
full court basketball.
We could have been anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
This was a big move for us.
I definitely see Dolph cars parked outside.
Oh, they always here. Them boys, this is
all camouflage.
Yeah,
everything you can name.
One thing about Screeches X, it's like a you know, family outside your family. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All our artists fuck with each other. They all have relationships. Like, we all kick it here. You know what I'm saying? We had cookouts here. Our kids be here. You know what I'm saying? It's like a family inside a family, for sure.
I definitely came to the cookout.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We be kicking it. You know what I'm saying?
So the two.
All y'all feel free to pull up. Y'all family now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody feel free to pull up. We kicking shit.
So did the 2 Chainz situation enable the growth of Street Execs in order to get this fucking flagship spot? This is a real spot.
Oh, hell yeah. You know, we had a spot around the corner first that was nice too. You know what I'm saying? Then we had a little studio off of Marriott. That was our first time to get a studio. The other spot was just, you know, offices, and we just had a business in that one, but we weren't really making it.
So y'all went from the small Roswell office.
Roswell office, yeah. Then we moved around the corner.
Okay. And now y'all.
It was just offices, though. It wasn't no studio space. It was just offices. You know what I'm saying? We just handling business. You know what I'm saying? We meeting with artists. We just, but no recording. We recording elsewhere. And, but we like do everything in house at Screeches A. So we like shit. We might well cut our losses on recording too. Yeah. And get our own fucking shit. You know what I'm saying?
And y'all get them industry checks now. Y'all get them budgets.
Yeah, they up.
That's a fact. And intertwined in all of this, you're still in the street.
Hard. That's me still. See, me, my thing with, I'm a part of Squeeze Zex. I am Squeeze Zex. I've been down this shit forever, but, you know, my
main. Street and exec.
My main business was drug dealing. The whole time I'm telling all this, that was my main business, was drug dealing.
And you know what the crazy thing is? The same balance that allowed y'all to get popping is the same balance that fucked you up.
Yeah, fucked me up bad. Yeah. Fucked me up. That shit. Really, I wish I would have caught the vision when my cousin told me in 2005 the vision he caught. Gotcha. And I'd have been in a whole different spot in life right now. Not saying that
it's easier said than done, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hindsight is 2020. I don't regret anything I did because each man lives his own life. Right. But he had the correct vision. I just didn't believe in it. As soon as he did.
Like, me and Rallo met, I probably ain't came to the studio till about 2 years ago. We met in the street. You know what I'm saying?
You're fucking right.
So it's like, one thing about even our relationship, we ain't never try to use each other. You know what I'm saying? That's what I respect.
Nah, hell yeah.
We just fuck with each other. You know what I'm saying? Now we can do positive shit that we could break bread in the future on. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. That's what... Life is just a process.
Legitimate, bro. Dope shit. You got to bump your head, especially when you're hard-headed, you got to bump your head hard.
Yeah. I needed it. I just had a good bump, and I needed that bump, you know what I'm saying? Brought me back to life, you know what I'm saying? Maybe think about everything that's going around me and how much my life affect other people's life.
So on a bigger scale, right, the same way the street fucked up the exec side, like how you split it up, right?
Right.
How did the street element, did it ever jeopardize everything y'all built here?
You know, if you watch the news, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to get into it too much, but you know, if you deal with rap and you deal with niggas like me and niggas I fuck with, the street gonna always jeopardize you. Like, even right now, the street's jeopardizing us. You know what I'm saying? Nick can pull up right now, who I had beef with years ago. Like, I know this nigga in here. Let's see what's going on. Right. You know what I'm saying? But now we ain't focused on that. We moving into, you know what I'm saying, a better space right now. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting that other shit behind me. But the streets definitely still every day on the road. If you watch Instagram and watch the blogs, you know what I'm saying? The streets gonna always try you in the rap shit. You know what I'm saying?
Especially the better you do. The
streets and rap, you know what I'm saying? Rap came from the streets. You know what I'm saying? So raps and the streets gonna forever be connected and forever it's gonna get crossed up, rap and the streets. There's no way around it. You know what I'm saying?
So boom. All right, we're gonna fast forward from the 2 Chainz. We're gonna touch on Bankroll.
That's my nigga. I got his name tattooed on my neck right here.
I want you to give some type of history on that. Give how y'all met, the things y'all did together, shows, what have you. Bankroll Fresh, RIP Bankroll Fresh.
Yeah, long live my nigga Bankroll Fresh. I met Bankroll Fresh. Bankroll Fresh was brought to us here at Squeeze X from Scrap the Fool or Travis Porter. Like I said, we a family. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the streets, if I got some money that I know you can turn you on to, or somebody that you need to be fucking with, excuse me. If somebody need to be fucking with, I'd be like, hey, that's my nigga. You need to fuck with him. So Scrap the Fool brought Bank through here. Like, hey, man, that's my nigga. He the hardest nigga in the city. Mm. That's a rapper telling me another rapper the hardest nigga in the city. You feel me? Long story short, that shit clicked. Yeah. We started fucking with bruh. We put out 2 or 3 CDs with number classic songs that everybody know.
Are y'all still distributing at this time for artists? Like, obviously, you're offering studio time, right? But as Street Execs is growing, for artists like him who was growing, his buzz was growing, you're giving him studio time, you're giving him, you're pressing up hard copies of his music, right?
Right.
And it's putting out under the Street Execs brand, correct?
Street management. We let
Y'all like servicing him the labels where y'all might could get a check?
Because it sounds like a label. That's what I'm saying. It sounds like a label.
Seems like y'all should have a distribution deal at this point. We'll
be a label soon. I'm pretty sure. You know what I'm saying? But right now, depending on what artist you are, we letting the labels do all that distro.
Okay.
What we do over here, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to get you a deal.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? We want to make you, you know what I'm saying? Whatever
do like a production deal.
Whatever you want to be, that's what we want to get you. If you want a label deal and put all your little homies on, cool. If you want
to
get you,
but you offer
deal,
the resources to have staying power. So through their career, like a Dolph, you stay involved.
Yeah, it's a real connection. Like Paper Route and Screezy's X is like a, we brother companies. You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
Paper Route dog brand. He had a brand before he came to us. You know what I'm saying?
But
we work together in conjunction. He make it better for Screezy's X, and we make it better for Paper Route.
Got you. I didn't mean to throw you off. Back to the.
It's all good. Right, it's all good. But back to my boy Bank. Bank came here. You know what I'm saying? Scrap turned us on to him. That's what my nigga, I took real good to bro, you know what I'm saying? We just the same type of nigga, up all night, smoking hella weed, fucking with the bitches, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We did a movie, Take Over Your Trap, y'all go check it out, if y'all ain't check it out, it's on YouTube. Right. Take Over Your Trap, the movie, that shit fire. Me, 2 Chainz, Bankroll Fresh, Street Money Red, Street Money Ghetto, DJ Issa, a lot of our homeboys, you know what I'm saying? You know, it was just Bank, a lot of these folks in Atlanta right now is let me see how I want to say it. Is living and rapping off the shit that bruh started. You know what I'm saying? Not take nothing from nobody else. You know what I'm saying? But bruh started a whole new wave on that street shit for these niggas. Everybody was on that rich nigga spending money, big shit. You know what I'm saying? Big jewelry, all that shit. Bruh took it back to be cool to be a street nigga. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
It's always important, too. It's always important. That's always, like you said, the street's always going to be tied to rap. So it's always important to have that artist that reminds you.
Yeah, he don't want that to the streets control the shit. Yeah, he don't want that.
Because once it gets too far, once it gets too far removed, it gets whack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he brought that back to the city, man. Life gone too soon, man. Rest in peace to the late great Bankroll Fresh, my nigga. I love you, bro.
That's a fact. That's a fact. R.I.P. Bankroll. Moment of silence for Bankroll, man.
That nigga was tough.
We know Bankroll passed. Well, got an altercation here at the studio. Was you here that night?
Nah. God bless me not to be here that night.
That's a fact. We're not even going to get into the incident. How you find out? Where was you? You were on the street. You wasn't locked up.
Yeah, I was out. I was at my house. If you watch Take Over Your Trap, the house that I was in on Take Over Your Trap, that's my actual house. That's my actual trap. Like, all that shit is you know what I'm saying? Art imitating life. Everything we shoot is art imitating life. That shit be for real. You know what I'm saying? So I was at that house. A nigga called me like, hey, boy, this shit going down down there. I'm like, oh, yeah? It's always going down down there. I'll holler at you. You feel me? Like, that shit ain't nothing new. You feel me? I'll holler.
Yeah, you don't know niggas airing this whole shit out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That shit always going down. I said, nigga, hit me back again. Oh, I heard so-and-so got hit. I'm like, damn, for real? I'm like, okay. I'm going to holler at you. He be all right.
Yeah.
And about 30 minutes later, it was like, oh, I heard this and this, you know what I'm saying? Bruh got down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it still took a couple of days for the shit to set in, you know what I'm saying? And that shit had me fucked up for a long time, you know what I'm saying? I was fucked up for a long time by that shit, but, you know, a lot of niggas start coming to the studio, acting all scared and shit. I don't know who y'all live, but I ain't miss a day, you know what I'm saying? This home for me.
Yeah,
but shit, that haven't been in my hood since I've been a little boy, little bitty boy. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm used to that shit. I'm sorry it had to happen here and how it happened, but, you know, it is what it is. That's life.
Now the other parties that's involved, not to be naming them, was you cool with them?
I ain't never met them folks in my life.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't never met them folks, and I seen them a time or two. He was in the movie with us, but I cannot speak on them folks, though. Okay. I don't know about them. That was what they had going on.
Okay. Now, in the meantime, through all this bullshit, you catching cases, correct?
Yeah, hell yeah, like a motherfucker. Really, after that, my life kind of spiraled out of control for a little while. After bro got killed, that was the start of my life goddamn switching up for the last 3-4 years.
Had you been to prison before then?
Nah, I done did hella county time and did a little boot camp as a youngster, but I ain't never been in prison. I just came home from prison for the first time in November.
That was your first time?
That was my first time in prison.
Okay, you just catching charges.
Yeah.
But you, okay.
Yeah,
so, answer me this, right? Why isn't it enough? Like, y'all popped off the 2 Chainz situation. You seen Travis Porter come up. You pop off the 2 Chainz situation. You get this big, beautiful space. You know, you got legitimate bread coming in at this time, right? Why isn't it enough? Why are you still stuck?
Hold on, real quick. Or is the music industry bread not real bread? Let's keep it 100.
Yeah, that's
is it saying. Is it real or is just an opportunity for later?
Nah, that shit real bread.
Okay.
That shit real bad. I ain't gonna front. If you work hard enough and you put yourself in my position, that shit real money. Like, I done seen niggas get rich off this shit.
No, I'm talking about Rilo.
Like, yeah, I'm talking about but, me.
Yeah,
me,
I'm talking about
why you still stuck, you know?
Because at first I was lazy and complacent.
At least you own it. That's what I want you to do. That's what I was hoping you'd say.
I was lazy and complacent. Yeah. You feel me? Like I say, if you listen to everything I've been saying throughout the whole interview, at first I ain't believing the shit. Then I got disconnected with my partner. You know what I'm saying? But he was real enough to let me back in.
Okay.
And I was using this shit, the whole nostalgia of the rap game and being cool with bruh, to make my trap life bigger.
Yeah.
And that shit was working like was a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But you was backwards though. Yeah, but you was backwards.
I had the wrong layout, I had the wrong outline, I had the wrong plan.
Cause that at the end of the day, that's gonna be the moral of the story.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
The moral of the story is your blessing is in your face, your exit route's in your face.
Exactly.
But you stuck in a mind state.
Yeah, I was lazy. I was cool waking up, waiting on that phone to ring. You know what I'm saying? Wait on niggas hit me like, hey, bro, what we doing? I got these niggas coming from out of town.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, bro, where you at? Hey, I'm right here. I'm doing this. You know what I'm saying? I was cool with that. You know what I'm saying? And I was making a lot of money doing that. Don't get me wrong. I was making good money. But
that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? That shit, in the long run, I got fucked up.
Nah, real shit. So, when you catch this bump when you just came home in November. This is November 2018. You just come home.
Right.
A few months ago.
Right.
Now, I done did prison time. Like when you go to jail when you older, that shit hurts you more than if you ever been in trouble when you
Yeah, I got
up.
Five kids. That shit fucked me up.
That's what I'm saying.
That shit
so
fucked
it's
me
like,
up.
It's I don't care if you did a year, 6 months, 3 months, 10 years, it feels the same.
Yeah, that shit.
You know what
fucked
I mean?
Me
because if you've been on the streets with your kids and taking care of your kids, it hurts you that much more for them to see you go. You know what I mean? So what was that like for that time that you did? You know what I'm saying?
Man, you know, I did a lot of county time, did a little boot camp time, but me going to prison and being in there, and the visits would really fuck me up. You know what I'm saying? My family would come to the visit. I'd be happy to see them. But I hate to see her leave, you know what I'm saying? Like, my daughter, I know she could tell. My daughter, she going to 7th grade. She in the 7th grade. Be going to 8th. She 12, going to 13. Mm. That my nigga, nearest and dearest to my heart, you know what I'm saying? So she'd be like, damn, it's over with? I'm like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know how you got to sit down till they go. They got to search them folk before they leave.
Yeah.
Search me. So, you know what I'm saying? They was coming to see me every month, twice a month. I was like, man, y'all got to stop coming so much. You feel me? That shit was making my time harder. Watching them leave out the prison, coming to see me in
that's
the prison.
That's where I want to stop you at. No, some people won't
too,
understand
though.
That.
Yeah, right.
Like, other people be like, man, your people come to see you, you should be happy to somebody.
Nah, that shit
makes your time horrible.
Yeah, that shit fucked me up.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, as much as you want to see them, their disappointment at the end makes all the difference. That make your bid bad.
Yeah, that's
because you can't help them, you can't support them like you want to. I don't care if you even had money on the street.
In the streets, exactly.
It don't matter. You're not there for day to day. You can't
you
do
absent.
Homework.
You absent.
You
void from their life. You void from the money. Once you get in prison, even you know niggas down the road, you can make money in prison. The same shit going on in there that's going on fucking street. You know what I'm saying? But it's like you can't be the same man in prison that you was on the street.
You can't be a provider. You can't be
that
a provider.
You void from their life. You know what I'm saying? You're not there. You know what I'm saying?
No talks, no talking to a school teacher.
It's over with.
No. Now, mind you, before you left, you had a set of twins.
Brand new babies. When I went to prison on, I went to prison February 28th, 2018. My kids was 6 months. 6 months, new twins. Fair. Shout out Ryder Riley.
That's a fact. Yeah. I came there and seen you before, right when you
were
on your
way. Yeah, in fact, you were one of the last niggas I seen before I dipped. I had that same outfit on when I turned myself in. And burnt that shit up.
Yeah.
And burnt that shit up, hey, bro.
Your twins be lit on the gram, too.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Matter of fact, they finna pull up soon.
That's a fact. They gonna pull up soon. And one thing is like, we jumping around, but what is dope about this is I seen your wife. You're not married. But this was when I was up here a week ago, two weeks ago. I saluted her.
Yeah, you fucked me up. You my nigga, but you fucked. She's like, yeah, that's your homeboy. You got, you know what you got to do now. You got that show me love. You got goddamn. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got too much longer, nigga. But
listen,
I appreciate you, though.
Look, I know. Hey, man. You got married. You know what you got to do,
nah,
nigga.
That's my dog. That's the
so
one.
So listen.
It's over with.
Nah, like motherfuckers don't really understand. You go to jail, bro, everybody leaves you. Your closest family member, your mama might leave you. That's a fact. Sometimes your best homie you know forever. Let's be clear. Not saying you don't got no good riders. You blessed if you do. But some people you never thought would leave your side, even if you only got 6 months, a year, 5 years, whatever. They leave your side. When you got a good woman, bro, it makes all the fucking difference.
Man, I'm telling
and
you.
His girl rides the fuck out.
She hit me down and
all, and don't
all
play games. You hear
she
me?
Held me down.
Like that's a fact. Like she can handle business. She keeps it professional.
That's my dog.
She don't play no games, bro. And I like to salute her. A lot of people talk about their homies, their cousins, their father, whoever. Your girl be holding it down, bro.
That's my
dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, she really be holding
it
down.
Let me tell you a story, right? You about to laugh because I ain't even tell you this. So you my nigga, right? So I'm down the road. I get a call on the ex. She's like, hey, don't get mad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, as soon as a nigga take the phone, hey, don't get mad.
Like,
you know
you
finna be mad,
say.
Right?
Yeah.
So he said, hey, nigga got that hit my line on the WhatsApp today. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I know bro locked up, but I could give you the world and
shooting
I got that
shot.
Bro, you feel me? But get what though? Mm. It's a nigga I know, a nigga I fuck with. I ain't gonna say no names. We on, you know, Drug Dealer Dream podcast and shit. You know what I'm saying? All over the internet. But you know what I'm saying? So I had a nigga ASAP like, bro, you tripping, ain't you?
Yeah.
He like, oh man, I'm sorry. I guess he thought my, you know what I'm saying? Really, the nigga tried me like a sucker and tried my girl like a hoe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Long story short, I got out and I had to goddamn, you know what I'm saying, tighten his ass up real quick.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? But
that's
that she held me down though. She could have been like,
fact.
Yeah,
she
you know what I'm saying? You
feel or
me?
Even
she
if,
called me ASAP.
Even if she ain't go for it, she ain't had to tell you.
Yeah. You feel
she's
me?
Supposed to tell you.
Yeah, she
your
right
man
there.
Ain't your man.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I'm
my,
saying?
Yeah, that's she my main nigga. That's my main nigga. You know what I'm saying? And my heart. That's my dog.
Nah,
my dog.
She's a soldier, bro. Nah, you know what I'm saying? But since before she was pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
she been holding down.
She been
you know
what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
for the women, it's going to pay off. It's going
to
pay off for her.
You got to stay down. You got to stay down. You know what I'm saying? Even if you fuck with a nigga down the road, man, it stay down, put them a couple of dollars on his books. You know what I'm saying? Any little bit of help, 5, 6, 7, 10, 100. You know what I'm saying? You can make that trip, make the trip, man. Niggas be needing niggas in that motherfucker.
They're looking for a friend, bro. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, it don't even be about money. It be for the correspondence.
That's all
you
need.
Know what I'm
saying? Hell
like,
yeah.
That's a fact. Like, motherfucker don't even, a letter go longer than sending you $100.
Man, nigga
like,
read the
like,
same letter goddamn 1,700 times. That motherfucker. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Nigga read the same letter over and over again. Listen to your voice in the letter. You feel me?
Yeah. Nah. Real.
So now you home, right?
Right.
You on papers?
Like a motherfucker. Okay. I'm on parole for a little while.
Okay, so obviously you're on your best behavior, right?
Definitely.
And you're working, right? So what's next for Street Execs and you personally and Street Execs?
One thing about Street Execs.
Like, is the vision real now, finally?
Yeah,
is the vision real?
The vision been real to me for a little while. I just ain't been a part of the real vision. You know what I'm saying? Because I separated myself. That was on me, though.
Okay.
The vision always been available to me.
Gotcha.
But like I said, I was doing my own thing. You know what I'm saying? I was always.
You think that was a pride thing?
Nah. Me and Cody, the pride been set to the side. It was like I say, I hate to be redundant, but it was a lazy, complacent thing.
Okay.
Complacency, like. Okay. The doors he was holding me.
I respect that you owning it,
yeah,
bro.
Nah, 100%.
Like some people don't be. They be like, oh man. Like you get people who leave record labels. Oh, he ain't look out. He didn't.
Nah,
and it could be Lloyd Banks and Young Buck.
Who knows?
But 50 Cent said, "I made them $10 million. Why the fuck is they tripping?
They broke. Yeah.
It's like that's on them. Like I don't care if you made $1 million or $500,000. That's a lot of fucking money.
I was one of the first niggas. Now my cousin CEO Alan Parks, he's like, hey bro, this shit finna go up. I need you to help me every day on the phone, doing whatever you need to do. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, nah, I'm gonna do what I wanna do.
Got you. So what's next? What's the move?
What's next now is, like I said, the door's always been open to me. The door's been opened up to me again. And now I'm finna take full advantage of my opportunity. And I'm finna goddamn sell the screeches that shit the same way I was selling dope in the streets.
How's that work? Tell me what that look like.
New artists or just pumping the same artists you got? I see a lot of artists on that wall outside.
Yeah, that That shit go, you know how this is in the street? Shit, I'm selling it. I'm selling weed. I'm selling heroin. I'm selling coke. Right. I'm selling pills. I'm selling goddamn lean. You feel me? So I'm selling old artists. I'm selling new artists. I'm selling a brand. Yeah. I'm selling studio time. I'm selling club appearance. You know what I'm saying? I'm selling everything.
You know what's crazy?
Exactly, that's what I'm fucking selling. That's my new dope. You know, what I'm saying?
You know what's crazy? When you go to your website, and correct me if I'm wrong, please, right? But when I was looking at your website a while back, y'all got package deals.
Yeah, we got whatever you want.
I never saw anything like
that. Yeah, you can put it in the truck and take it
with you. I never saw anything like that.
Whatever you want.
They got package deals. Yeah. It's like combos at a restaurant. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you can get a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You know what I'm saying?
Studio time, we can distribute for you.
Yeah, we promo your shit.
Promo your shit.
We got food here. Like, when you pull up to the studio, like, our studio is we call it a lifestyle studio. You know what I'm saying? So,
gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to have a chef here when you pull up, we have a chef. You can get whatever you want to get made. You know what I'm saying? We got a bunch of engineers, but some of the engineers is, how do I say, more highly touted than others.
Yeah.
You can get this engineer. You know what I'm saying? We got all our artists. You can buy you a feature. So you can get features. You can get full shit. We even take you to kick it with us and get your cap on if you want to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you want to do. You can come kick it with us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And be phony if you want. You know what you want to do? You want to be phony? Or you can be real. You know what I'm saying? You can buy all the way into it. Or you can buy halfway into it.
What's the roster? What's the Street Exec roster right now?
Oh, Street Exec roster right now, we still got Travis Porter, Young Dolph, Cap One, 2 Chainz, and my nigga Schooly.
So if you're an artist coming up, right, and say you make the trip to the A the same way we did, the same way you did from Savannah, right? And you're ready to invest in yourself. It's really no better place.
Nah, this keeping it real. This it, man. Scooby Zets, we're going to keep it all the way 100 with you. We ain't going to take nothing from you. We're going to give it to you. And we're going to show you the best route, man, because the more money you make, the more money we make.
Yeah, this shit is really like a landmark in the city at this point. You know what I'm saying? One thing I like about y'all, I see producers' names on the wall too.
So like I told you, it's that's a family.
Do y'all get even the producers y'all got? I see different people, Chop House.
Yeah, my nigga. Shout out Smiley, Jay, North Carolina.
Yeah, so what's so, Salem? Do y'all get them placements?
Man, like I say, them folk get their own placements.
Okay.
Them folk, they just that hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, we do get them placements too, but they get a lot. That's how we find out about them folk. They was already putting up numbers when we found out about them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They do their own shit, but Chop House, man, they some of the hardest producers, man, in the game, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they tough. They don't, a lot of shit y'all done heard is Chop House and you'll never know it. You know what I'm saying? If you go Google Chop House, you know what I'm saying? They done work with the best of the best. And but get what? They still work with the worst of the worst. You
know what I'm saying?
That's how we do. This is good. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do. You know what I'm saying? But what we do here, man, like I say, I hate to keep going back to this, but it's a family, man. Like, Chop House made beats for Dolph, made beats for Titty Boy, made beats for Travis Porter, made beats for Schooly. You know what I'm saying? It's like a family reunion when you're here. You know what I'm saying? Everything we do in-house. You know what I'm saying? We outsource a lot of shit. We got good deals going on, but the most shit we do right here at Screech's Edge.
So, boom. When y'all do the movie Take Over Your Trap, right, who comes up with that? Is that Bankroll idea, or is that Street is X idea?
Like, I hate to say it again, but like I say, everything else, niggas say, hey, bro, we need to shoot a movie, boy. Like, I'm about it, Master P, you feel me?
Yeah.
You know, we learn from niggas that came before us, you know what I'm saying? We need to shoot a movie. So, we got a creative director here. His name is Howard Ross, H.Ross on Instagram, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bankroll gives him a rundown of what he wants the movie to be like, and Ross writes the script. And we got them, Ross writes the script, and we get with the director, and we shoot the movie.
So who y'all put that out to? Y'all just put it on YouTube? What you put that out to?
We actually just only put it on YouTube, and we sold DVDs out of Trump. We went city to city, state to state with movie premieres. We bought out movie theaters and did premieres. The people coming for free and watch the movie, you know what I'm saying, to build awareness. Reason for that was because it wasn't up to Netflix standards, you know what I'm saying? But now we know
but
better.
But you promoting Bankroll and all your other artists all in the same.
Yeah, that shit went stupid. If you look on, I think we got like 2-3 million views right now. That shit a neighborhood classic. That shit went platinum in the hood, you know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
That shit went platinum in the hood, baby. You better believe it.
That's a fact. So, boom. You do the web series. You
pressure.
you had got your Denzel on. What was going
appreciate
on? That's a fact. So, what made y'all do a web series? It was like a web movie?
Yeah.
Explain
it. Movie.
It was a web series at first, but after they got all done, my CEO, being the smart man that he is, was like, hey, we need to goddamn put all the episodes on one link so you can watch it back to back to back to back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So take over your trap. Let us do pressure. Once we did Take Over Your Trap, we was like, shit, we kind of fired this shit. We got
y'all wasn't really doing press for Take Over Your Trap, it didn't seem like. But pressure?
Yeah,
yes,
we knew. Another thing about Squeeze X, we get better and better and better and better and better every fucking time. You feel me? So we learn from all our, I don't want to say we learn from our mistakes, but the first thing we do it again, it's going to be better next time. You see what I'm saying? So we did Take Over Your Trap, we did what we did, so we like, shit. We didn't treat this shit like real live motherfucking production, because that's what the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? We're going to goddamn have a premiere. We're going to get some backdrop. We're going to shoot some press. We're going to get all the fucking media involved. Yeah. And that's what we did, and that's how it was received. Shouts out Young Jock. Shouts out Cat One. Shouts out Bree Renee. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out Keith. That's what we did. You know what I'm saying? And get what? Pressure. That shit on the way back. I just got out. We shooting again. They couldn't do that shit without me. And it's back on the way. It's coming back.
You know, it's crazy. I feel like all the shit you went through, right? Even though you made some mistakes, which you own up to, you know what I'm saying, which is dope. But I feel like now that you went through that, it positioned you to really lead the way now.
Oh yeah, I'm finna go crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, it's a fucked up thing in the black community, you know what I'm saying? But going to prison and shit, somehow that shit give you some type of juice when that shit ain't goddamn, ain't really talking about nothing. You and that bitch bored with a bunch of niggas eating bullshit food, working out and playing spades and eating gas station food, but you know, that shit give you a little bit of juice, you know what I'm saying? So I've been had some juice, but I got a little bit more now because I went to prison and I went through my situation and niggas told on me and I ain't tell on them. So I'm finna use that juice when my street is that shit, with my personal talents and you know, the drive I got from being in there, I'm finna go up.
Boom, we're talking about the jail time and all that, how you got the juice and everything, but I don't want to gloss over it, right?
Right.
Tell them how much time you got on paper. Let's be clear.
All right, so to be clear, when I first got locked up, they offered me a couple of deals, you know what I'm saying? But like he said earlier in the interview, I just had two brand new babies. My girlfriend, you know, I'm an old nigga, slick. I just look like this, you know what I'm saying? My girl, 10 years younger than me, she just had two new babies, you know what I'm saying? So to keep it really funky, you know what I'm saying? I took a 15 do one because I ain't want to be going like that. So I got 14 years on papers, you know what I'm saying?
Shit is realer than rap. Yeah, I want to say it's deeper than rap to, like, we always recycle the shit back to the fucking the game that the system run. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be clear. It's hard.
They the toughest.
It's hard to stay 14 years on. Nigga, it's hard to stay 2 years on paper.
Shit, it's hard to stay two months on paper. I want to smoke weed every day.
Let's be clear.
Fuck you,
so,
nigga.
Yeah. So you talking about this man had a set of twins. Who the fuck want to do? Even if they said do a 5 flat, no paper. Who the fuck want to do that?
Yeah, I
you got a brand new twin. I can't do it. So it's a trick. You know what I'm saying? That a lot of time you got to be smarter than, you know what I mean, the people who throwing the trick at you. Like 14 years on paper is unimaginable.
Yeah.
Like, I might catch a DUI. I might not be doing nothing wrong. I might just drunk
just
after
to,
the
might
club.
Have a good day. Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And all that could be taken away from you, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what a drug dealer's dream about. Like, we definitely about bigging up our people, but we definitely about exposing the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that shit is not fair.
How do you get a 14 do one? You're almost guaranteeing me that I go back to prison.
That's what they want. That's what they say.
You know
what they're like, shit, you spend a little money on a lawyer. Okay, cool. You got a little money, but we give you this little chump ass deal. You gonna sit down for a little while and then you'll be back.
Right.
That's what they thinking. Right. But I ain't gonna let it happen. I got too much ahead of me.
You know why though? You know why it's not gonna happen? Cause you made a real. You was decisive.
Yeah.
See, before you was indecisive.
See, like if they listen to the whole interview, you know what I'm saying? I done squandered away a lot of good opportunities, you feel me? I squandered away the Morehouse opportunity, best college in the United States for black men, you know what I'm saying? I could have easily got a degree. My GPA is still like 3 point something. I got put out for selling dope, you know what I'm saying? I should have recognized then.
Right.
I squandered away the Squeeze opportunity the first time, You know what I'm saying? Right. And she was, the door been open to me for here since 2005. You know what I'm saying? I could have left the dope game in and been up right now. Niggas around here having real paper. You know what I'm saying? You see, like you say, you see the car, Dolph drive.
Dolph got a whole camouflage fleet outside. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Let's be clear.
So think about my CEO them driving. You see what I'm saying? And you don't even see these niggas. Right. You don't even know who these niggas is. You see what I'm saying? But they really have it. You know what I'm saying? I squandered the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know what I'm saying? It just took me a minute. You know, get that little slap on the head, go sit down with the rest of them niggas and know what's going on.
But I'm saying that built you to lead the way now. That's what I'm saying. Shit built you.
Nah, you're definitely right. You're definitely right. That was I done been, you know, nigga done told me, hey man, you need to leave this alone and do this. You need to leave this. I'm like, nigga, you don't know me, but it took me that time by myself. Cause when you in a motherfucker, it's a lot of niggas in there, but you by your motherfucking self.
Hard head made us off.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It took me that time.
Yes, and that can. You know what I'm saying? That shit get different. You know what I'm saying?
It took me that time to realize. But now I understand what's going on. Like you say, you was absolutely right. It took me, you know what I'm saying? I had to take my own lick to realize what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to listen to nobody, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Who do?
And honestly, nobody. You ain't supposed to.
Yeah, who do?
Like you're supposed to, but until you feel it, it's a big difference. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to, at some point, your duty is to tell somebody, hey, that ain't the right way. When they don't listen, you can't hold nobody down and tell them that ain't the right way because they not understanding. Like, shit your parents told you, don't do this. You ain't gonna listen.
Still did the shit.
But they're not telling you nothing that's wrong. Everybody but you don't understand. Their own life. Right. You gotta live your own life, and it's gonna be worse than what they talking about because you ain't listening. You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna be blowed then, though.
Yeah, but in turn you gotta 15 do one. What you talking about?
15 do one and just came home from prison. Yeah. Bunch of niggas you don't fuck with and a couple cool niggas. You gonna be fucked
that's
up.
A fact. Yeah. That's a
gonna be fucked up.
That's a fact. That's a fact. You can't trust a cool dick. You know what I'm saying?
They the worst
ones. Worst ones. I had a cool dick I thought I had. What you talking about? He a piece of shit. Man, let's be clear. So it's let alone a motherfucker who even like a nigga like Rallo, who I'm cool with. I would have never thought that. Like me and him is good money. But I had a nigga I'm super cool with who's a sucker. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just like, bro, you got to...
Some niggas is like...
You got to transition, bro. Like...
That's a key word.
There is no good ending to living a street life. Let's be clear.
Yeah, you're going to be dead or in jail. Like they say, I know I sound like your mom or your dad.
Yeah, that's
gonna
a fact.
You're going to be dead. Listen, motherfucking jail. Guess what? Somebody gonna tell on your motherfucking ass.
Yes, that is a fact.
Same thing happened to me.
Yes,
it's gonna happen to you.
But listen,
tell on your motherfucking ass, and it might even be a nigga you don't know. Just heard about you.
Yeah,
he gonna tell on you.
Yeah, that's a fact. Let's be clear. My son is in here. I tell him all the time. You do wrong, your ass going to jail. I've done wrong, my ass going to jail. If you're doing wrong for a substantial amount of time and you're free, you need to get the fuck out of that.
You
shit.
Lucky.
You know what I'm saying?
I was lucky and I ain't know it.
Yeah. That is a fact. It you know what it is? It's like I can't even explain it, bro. Like it's really if you're doing wrong and you've whatever your goal was, 10,000, 20,000, 100,000. You hit that goal, go on, get out the way, bro. You're going down. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't just saying it just to say it.
See, that's the fucked up part. Let me cut you off. That's the fucked up part. See, niggas set them goals. Like, I had them goals set. You feel me?
Listen.
But once you make that one goal, you be like, shit, I made that 10.
Got another goal.
Listen, I'm going to cut you off. I'm going to cut you off. Right? I was telling somebody the other day, my man just came home here in the halfway house on Fulton Industrial right now from the Fed, right? So he come to me yesterday. It's the crazy part of it. I shot my man Sport. I we talking. He like, bro, what made you transition? What made you? I said, bro, I stopped living for a number.
Yeah, that's what it
means. No number is enough.
Nah,
when you made 10, you wanted 20. You made 20, you wanted 50. You made 50, you wanted 100. You made 100, you wanted 500.
Yeah, right.
There's no number you're going to make that's going to make you okay.
You know why, though.
Listen. You have to be able to wake up and be like, my kids are healthy, I'm free, I kind of could do what I want. So no number is enough. Honestly, let me be clear. A nigga with 50,000 and a nigga with 100 or 200,000 is the same.
It's great.
You can wake up. If you want to go out of town, you can. You can't buy $1 million mansion with any money.
Right,
you can wake up. I can pay my bills.
Do what you
want
to do.
I can do what I want. If someone needs to borrow something, I can give it to them without hurting. But at the end of the day, you saying I had 20,000, you had 50,000, you have 100.
It's like this.
Y'all can all wake up and do the same thing. Y'all don't understand is once you get to 100 grand, you want a million.
Yeah, they all say hustling.
Once you get to 10,000, you want 50.
That shit like
there's
crack.
No, it's you're chasing your first high.
That shit like smoking crack.
You know what I'm saying?
That
shit you like can't win. Crack. Yeah, and y'all don't up, understand that because like we are crack, niggas baby. Who've done it. That's what I'm being crack, clear with. Baby. You're not talking to a nigga with $500 in his pocket.
That shit like right.
Let's
crack.
Be clear. There's no amount of money that can make you happy. You have to be able to wake up and say, yo, I can do what the fuck I want.
And
whether I got $20,000, I could go to Miami. I can buy a plane ticket to London if I want. I could spend $1,000. But you are going to lose in life because what happens in that time is you don't get to spend that time with your family, your girl, your kids, because you're chasing the fucking check.
You're living for the street.
You know what I'm saying?
You're living for that phone. And you're chasing that high.
Yes.
That first play. When you sold that first Nick bag of weed, that first dime bag of crack, that first pound of weed in the trap sacked up and you made that good money. Yeah. Like you're gonna be tasting that shit. It's gonna keep going up. Well, I could do this shit 100 times.
That's
you feel me? I can get on a private plane and I got a private plane now. I can goddamn put the bricks on here and take them over here.
Yeah.
I'm fucking these Mexicans. Well, I can do this, boy.
Before you know it, 5 years done flown by. 10 years done flown by. You go to jail. You telling your kids, you tell whoever, oh, when I get out I'm gonna do this. Or da da da. You could have did it then. You know what I'm saying? But it's a trick. I've been in it. You know what I'm saying? He's been in it. It is a trick. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people talk about crackheads or whoever. Getting money is the same addiction.
You a crackhead.
You know what I'm saying? That is a fact. You know what I'm saying? That is a all the way fact. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, I even tell dudes who are even getting money, we was just talking about the sucker nigga we was talking about, right?
Right.
Like, sometimes we had dumb niggas who spend $120 on a watch.
Go crazy.
You know what I'm saying? The problem is you're spending the money for the people, and then when you get fucked up, you don't have no money. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you tricking yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because you're chasing the high.
And what you're chasing traps you. You get to a certain level, and you don't realize that your lifestyle that you're paying for has paralleled the level you're chasing.
It's going to take
so 100 bands, when you had 10 bands, right? And you imagine the 100 bands and what the resources it could afford you, it ain't the same when you get to 100 bands.
You was really doing better when you had 10 bands.
Because you built a more expensive lifestyle.
Really doing better.
Right? So you built this expensive lifestyle, so now you got your exit plan. That ain't an exit no more.
Exactly. No. You gotta keep going.
You gotta keep going. There's nothing because the more money you make, the bigger you're expensive, the more money you spend.
Man, I'm about to steal my nigga Puff line, like my nigga Big say, man. More money, more problems, man. You gonna be fucked up.
If you're getting money, if you have the ability to get money, right, and you have a real exit plan, you need to minimize your lifestyle. You understand?
So easier said than done.
Way easier.
Let's be clear.
This shit sound mad white, right? But as soon as you come on your first look, you flip your first couple keys, you sell a couple bags, you know what I'm saying? You got to invest in whatever it is you believe in.
You want to know why you have to? It's because when you had no money, you was like, man, when I get $10,000, I'm going to get a barbershop or I'm going to get a store.
You got to do that shit.
This shit ain't nothing.
You got to do that shit.
Yeah. And then when you get to 50, you're like, man, I ain't putting 30 into that shit. I'm be broke.
Working.
But how you gonna be broke? You got 22,000.
Bags working.
But yeah, no, you don't want to.
You know what I'm gonna
do?
I'm gonna put all my money into the bag. Yeah, I'm broke.
Yeah,
I'm gonna spend everything on the bag.
Yeah, I can turn this to 80.
That's the wrong. You know what I'm saying? Shit works, but it's the wrong thing.
Then
bro.
You take your loss. You back down to 10, 20, and it doesn't work.
Yo, play gonna be the one to tell on you. Yeah. You feel me? So that means your play, the nigga you serve, not him, the nigga he served, then the nigga he served, gonna be the one to take your ass out. Nigga, you ain't never seen in your life. He gonna know you the man.
And the gem is.
Well, I wish you wasn't preaching, but you preaching.
You
know what I'm saying?
And the gem is, you know, for people listening in that situation, and they're like, man, but I don't know what to invest in. I don't want no barbershop. I don't know about stocks. It don't matter. You invest in yourself.
Exactly.
That's what you do. Because if you would have invested in yourself, right, then your position or your street exec success on a personal level would have been through the roof, right?
Might have been up.
Which is where it's about to go. You know, the way me and G had to invest in a podcast, how we
y'all
had to invest in the clothing
shop, drug dealers, yeah. This shit going up.
And so if you don't know what to do, look in the fucking mirror. That's it. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to watch a tutorial. You don't need to learn from any outside advice. You need to learn from, you know, the man in the mirror. Invest in yourself. Figure it out.
It's so much negative around, it'd be hard to believe in the positive.
It is, but nothing good comes easy.
Yeah, but for we just got to make our people believe in it. Like what y'all doing right now, you know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to do, working with y'all, like, nigga, just got to believe in it. You know what I'm saying? It's 100%. Hard to believe because you in the hood where all we came from. Even if you in the fucking suburbs is the hood now. You know what I'm saying? The suburbs of the hood. Niggas got dope and crack out. They serving. You know what I'm saying? They swiping. That's a new dope dealer. You feel me? That shit can get you fucked up too, man. That swiping shit. That shit can get you nowhere. It's like, and the swiping is the new robbing. You feel me? In my day, it was the jack boys. Now it's the swipers. You feel me? Y'all niggas swiping for that money and go spending that shit on hoes, cars, and clothes. And now you got swipe again.
Yeah.
It's like the dope boys had
the rod. I ain't even. A hustler is a hustler, right? But I'm not even disrespecting the swipers. But most swipers I know don't have no money. They have no money, though.
Yeah. You know, it's a lot. Only this much niggas come up in the dope game. And some niggas that just dope game real.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. So that's the new dope game. That's swiping is the new dope game. These niggas ain't. No disrespect to you, young niggas. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas ain't real enough to goddamn sell dope no more, so they swipe.
Yeah.
Make sure you put that in there.
Yeah, it's in there. Yeah. G, you want to wrap it, G?
Yeah, let's wrap it up, man. Man, we had a good interview, man.
This shit was too fun.
Yeah. And for upcoming artists, tell upcoming artists how to fuck with street execs.
If you don't want a nigga dancing in your video, doing no lame shit, come to Street Exact. Real shit right here.
Yeah. Street!
Pull up. Straight up. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Pull up on us, man. We right here, man.
Get you a package deal. Spend some money, man. Invest in yourself.
Get your package deal, man.
Invest in
yourself. Get your weight up, not your hate up, man.
If you selling dope in the street, we got dope for you right here, man. We can sell that. We can sell that. Whatever you got pushing. We can push like you're pushing that dope in the street.
You
want
to be like Dolph?
Right here.
Come get this bag.
Right here, you know what I'm saying?
If you're an artist,
I
seen
Key Glock in here the other day, man. Key Glock was in here. Cool dude,
man. Just picked
up
the shit from the back just now. Like, this camouflage band shit with the 40s on it. You just picked it up.
And tell him, if you're a young rapper and you got heat and you willing to invest in yourself, spend some money on some real studio time, even if you're not recording, play that fucking hit 30 times in a row. Crack that door. Yeah, you never know who gonna hear that
shit. If you believe in yourself hard enough, you make a nigga like us believe in you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But you got your shit together. One thing about it, you gotta have your shit together. Because we deal with niggas with their shit together.
I want you to say that. A lot of times people just go to the studio all the time and they put out bullshit and they think, oh, I can fuck with Street Exec. No, like, you need to come here when you got your artwork together, when you got good mixed songs.
Man, we done turned plenty of rich niggas around. Plenty of hood rich niggas around. Nigga coming with that good dope money, boy. Yeah. You got dope money, but your music's some bullshit, boy. Matter of fact, we don't even want to burn you up. We could have took your money, but that ain't what we do here. We want good music and good niggas, man.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we want. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's a good rap.
And a lot of times, y'all can record anywhere, but sometimes it's about who you could actually bump into in here.
Exactly.
Like, I've been in here many times. I done seen Schoolie, Key Glock, 2 Chainz, Dolph, like, everybody in here. And sometimes it's just about somebody seeing, feeling your energy,
matter
too.
Matter of fact, y'all niggas on time, like, this shit right here, I call this shit Never Neverland. You feel me? Okay. Y'all know Peter Pan, y'all familiar with that shit?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, where grown men go to play, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's finna turn into Never Neverland in about 30 minutes to an hour, you know what I'm saying? All the guys finna pull up, but you know what I'm saying? Smoking their weed.
Waking up from that no cap party.
They finna come kick it, you feel me? It finna be on another level, you know what I'm saying? So, you can come kick it, man, but you got to be 100 and be about your business, man. We have a lot of fun, but in between time, we about the business, man. You know what I'm saying? No days off, no minutes off, no seconds off, man. We trying to get it. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, man. Yeah. Listen, man, another episode of Drug Dealer's Dream, Season 3.
Street Exec Studio.
Street Exec Studio.
Management.
Oh, we going up.
Soon to be a label.
Soon to be.
Boy Rallo. Pressure, take over your track.
On the way.
It is what it is, man. So
thank y'all. Thank y'all again. Hey, I gotta thank y'all again.
Definitely.
I got a nice little buzz. Y'all boy had that good Hennessy. Y'all had that good shit. I made my homie mad and fuck. Nigga, you drunk? Hell yeah. Fuck you mean, man.
That's a fact, man. Hey, listen, man. Signing off.
A drug dealer's dreams. Yeah, some of y'all still out here dreaming, man. Gonna turn this shit to a reality. Know what I mean? We out there getting to it.